Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 15th day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we did. We got that just enough snow to, and still, you know, on the north side of the house, you could see it. But, I mean, it's pathetic. It was about 6 feet and, or 5 feet and 11 and 3/4 inches too little. Whatever it comes out to. Wasn't shit. We ain't getting no moisture, and this ain't good. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. What fucking research? We are the fucking research. Grieving widow goes off on social media after husband died with myocarditis. We'll get into that as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. What fucking research? We are the fucking research. Grieving widow goes off on social media after husband died of myocarditis. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A 34-year-old father from Cobourg, Ontario, died in late last year after, myocarditis in front of his two children. Brandon Watt died of lymphomic histiocytic myocarditis. What bullshit kind of, let's just call it. I mean, they hyphenate everything else in this goddamn world. How about let's just go IM? According to initial findings of his autopsy determined by the Ontario Coroner's Office at Kingston General Hospital. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, lymphomic myocarditis is a rare form of myocarditis that can result in hospitalization for acute care. It occurs when white blood cells, lymphocytes, I don't know, enter and cause inflammation of the heart muscle. The condition can occur after a virus. The official finding of the autopsy states that his entire heart was fully attacked for multiple months. It's damaged top to bottom. Brandon did not have COVID. His work supplied rapid tests, and we had done several throughout the summer and fall. The virus that killed him was likely the mRNA vaccine, said Brandon's wife, Charlotte Watt. Any medical professional I have spoken to and who has looked into this further has been quick to disagree the vaccine as the cause. I mean, this is the fucking, I mean, look at how they set this up. COVID-19 never existed. It was a goddamn production. This whole thing was a production. How do you kill off the select fucking culling of, how do you complete a select fucking culling of the fucking world population? I mean, to get, just kill the ones you want and keep the ones you fucking want. And then fucking not be able to fucking place the blame on the fucking murder weapon. I mean, I guess you'd have to know. In the first place, there would have to be COVID-19, and it doesn't fucking exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And then there is no such thing as a vaccine. It has been proven to be a biological kill agent. But, of course, as the medical establishment is tied in now, hell, they're a part of the goddamn pharmaceutical industry. And so, I mean, and they're a part of this medical fucking dictatorship they're trying to fucking put forth. And I mean, just like calling guns a medical fucking issue. It'd be a medical issue for you motherfuckers if you don't back away from it. You doctors want to become warriors? Fuck, you're going to find out what fucking warriors do. At any rate, I mean, then they can give you, force you to take the fucking shot or force you to take the test, which puts the fucking shit up your nose. You don't know what's in that fucking shit. Goddamn potatoes test positive. I mean, it's stupid. You have to be a fucking moron to believe any of it. But then you do take the fucking shot. And if you do take the shot for any fucking reason, your job, anything else, fuck it, you're a moron. There is no excuse for it. But then then of course they have the deniability. Well, no, it wasn't the shot. Well, fucking the shots showed that it does give people myocarditis, but they're saying because it was after a month. Well, any medical professional I have spoken to has looked into this further, has been quick to disregard the vaccine as the cause, as research, in fucking quotations, show myocarditis causes only happen within 2 weeks of an administered dose. First off, what fucking research? We are the fucking research, she added. And that's it. What research? You just have the people dropping it. Well, how many people are going to drop dead next year because of another fucking thing that happens in the third fucking year after you took the fucking shot? In the fourth year. That's why these trials run for fucking 8-10 fucking years before they're supposed to... the FDA is supposed to clear any of this shit. Ongoing. Maybe it's a different batch. Maybe they tell you they're all different kind of batches of it. I think that they fucking type your name up on a computer, if you're stupid enough to let them put that fucking needle in your arm, and it tells them which fucking one to give you to fucking kill you this way or to kill you that way, or you get the saline because you're one of the fucking chosen who get to be a part of that 500 million in perpetual harmony with nature. This fucking shit is going on and on and fucking, you know why? Because there has been no fucking goddamn adverse effects to them. They have not been punished. I mean, it's just like, you know, they're in this country, you know, we're getting rid of the mask mandates right now, or in Canada we're getting rid of this, hey, nobody's been punished for the violations of the fucking law. They've just set a fucking precedence, and that's what they're doing, is setting precedence all along here. And now they're trying to set precedence up in Canada that I think they can plan to come down here and go, well, we did it in Canada, and they got basically the same Bill of Rights that we got. We know they don't. No, they fucking don't. They have fucking exceptions to their rules. We have no exceptions. The fucking Bill of Rights in this country is absolute, unalienable, ratified, fucking law. Of the people, ratified December 15, 1791, and it is unchangeable, and you cannot violate it. We are the authority, you motherfuckers. We are the authorities with the fucking guns. That's why you don't want nobody to have any guns, isn't it? Because you can't, because you know, you want you to have guns. You want your fucking Blackwater enforcers to have guns. Why do you guys want guns? If we have no guns, we want to enforce our fucking dictates, our unlawful dictates. Like I said, as long as it goes like this, like Cuomo fucking committing murder, not being fucking held to account for what he did, and all of these fucking governors, all of these fucking mayors, all of these fucking pricks, period, that have fucking participated in this, who acted without jurisdictional authority over fucking pretending to have jurisdictional authority and acted as goddamn privateers with private fucking mercenaries to back their fucking goddamn dictates until they are fucking punished. You better hurt them motherfuckers, or you think they ain't going to come straight right back at you again. You're crazy. You got them back on their heels, knock them on their ass. In Canada, because this is why I brought this up, is because, you know, all we're just like fucking this Canada thing. It's like trying to blend with the United States. And I think this is the test run through Canada where they ain't so apt to fucking blow your goddamn brains out, apparently, that nobody shot no fucking body yet. And people have taken a lot of shit. But, you know, their laws are not our Bill of Rights. Our Bill of Rights is absolute. It belongs to we, the people. The motherfuckers violated. We are charged with fucking killing them. We are charged with eliminating the threat to our liberties and our freedoms. In Canada, banks can now freeze / suspend any account / without a court order. This is from Investment Watch. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This includes personal accounts if they suspect a transaction is going forward towards funding a protest blockade. So now the banks are in on fucking enforcing this fucking unlawful dictates on you people in Canada. The banks have some kind of fucking authority over you. Hold my fucking money. Seize my fucking money, you motherfucker. I'll come to your fucking house and I'll take it back. I'll take it out of your fucking ass. And then I'll take it out of your fucking wallet. You guys are going to put up with this shit? What could you do to them for fucking trying this crap? I mean, everybody pretends like these fuckers go somewhere in the at nighttime when they leave the fucking banks and leave their places that they commit all this fucking treason. They go to some kind of secured fucking facility. They fucking don't. Some dirty son of a bitch thinks they're going to take money from me. Man, that's a fucking mistake you won't make twice. Banks are shielded from litigation for acting in good faith. Fuck you. They're not shielded from fucking retaliation. But of course you gotta have the fucking balls. You gotta step up and do it. You gotta do more than honk your fucking horn and pick up your fucking trash. You gotta get fucking mean. You're gonna take money from you? Motherfucker, you know what? I don't let people take fucking money from me. You give it a fucking go and see what happens to your ass. Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has taken the unprecedented step of invoking the Emergency Act. Well, there's an emergency. You guys got an Emergency Act? We don't. We have the 9th article that says there can't be an Emergency Act. There can be nothing that can fucking trump that fucking 9th article and create an authority for disparagement or fucking denial of our rights. So I guess maybe you better shove that Emergency Act right up his fucking crack. Because that's what Emergency Act to crack. Down, I'd shove that Emergency Act right up his fucking. You guys would be fuck. You're either gonna walked on or you ain't. I reckon. Crack down on anti-vaccine mandate protests. I mean, do you have those guns in those clauses, or was that just some bullshit somebody wrote on a fucking comment? You know, fucking because all I've ever heard up there is that fucking, you know, you can have guns, but you have to keep them down at the police station. You have to have a go and have a shooting permit or permission from the government to shoot your own fucking gun. I never live under such tyranny. Mr. Trudeau said that the scope of the measure would be, quote, time limited, reasonable and proportionate. Reasonable? You're seizing my, you don't tell me how to spend my fucking money, you son of a bitch. Pity the fucker that does it. I'll pay your fucking ass a visit. You think I fucking won't? Reasonable and proportionate, and would see the military would not see the military deployed. Deploy them, motherfuckers. If you guys got the fucking guns, you're gonna have to kill them sooner or later anyway. You're either gonna have fucking freedom, or you're gonna live on your fucking knees as slaves. We got the same choice here. I've done made my fucking choice, and so it's over enough to fucking wipe these motherfuckers clear out. That's why they're up there playing in Canada right now. Without a court order, banks will be able to freeze personal accounts of anyone linked with the protests. Who in the fuck is a bank? It's a fucking goddamn, it's Walmart. When are we going to go? Are you going to go to Walmart and your name's going to be on, come up on your computer when you go to put your fucking debit card or whatever you fucking go to pay with? You're fucking, they're going to come up, or they're going to ID you through fucking, through your eye. What the hell is that called? Real ID, you know, look at the retinas of your eyes. Are they going to ID when you come in? You ain't going to be able to buy soup. Do you think you corporations think you're bad enough to take us on, you punk motherfuckers? No, why? I guess they would just keep pushing. Nobody's fucking bitch slapping them back when it would be. Fuck, they're a bunch of cunts. You're being punked by a bunch of cunts. You go to that son of a bitch and slap him flat of his ass and watch him piss himself. And then tell him to get your goddamn money out of his fucking pocket and hand it to you right now. You'll stomp his fucking face in. You do not have, well, I don't know, maybe up there they do have the authority. But you fucking try that shit down here. I mean, think of people, goddamn it, do you even consider how you could retaliate on that? Make it so, well, geez, I just, sorry, Mr. to faggot. I can't do that, man. I don't like the fucking consequences of what happens when I do it. These fuckers show up in fucking mass and they're fucking ready and they fucking know what the fuck they're doing, and bad fucking things happen when you try to fuck with people. Without a court order, huh? Hundreds, well then you ain't got no goddamn courts. You ain't got no fucking rights. You got no fucking law, okay? If they can do this fucking shit, you're living under a fucking totalitarian monarchical dictatorship. And I say monarchical because the goddamn queen's calling the shots. On Sunday, law enforcement cleared anti-mandate protesters at the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor, a critical pathway for Canada-U.S. trade, after a week-long stalemate. What is fuck, a week-long? Weeks of honking horns and shit. And then finally, well, I mean, I've seen the most militant of them. Well, I'm not going to go. Well, I'll submit to arrest. Really? Stolenistin. Maybe you ought to read Stolenistin and fucking see if you really think that's a thing to do. What began as a protest against a new rule that all truckers must be vaccinated to cross the U.S.-Canadian border or quarantine upon return has grown into a broader challenge to call COVID health restrictions. Challenge to all COVID health restrictions. That's all you're challenging? I mean, goddamn it, what you have here is a goddamn dictatorship. Does your law allow for that? Are you living under that monarchy? Have you been living under that queen the whole fucking time as one of the queen's subjects? You know, a subject doesn't have any fucking rights. And a subject doesn't own anything, by the way, either. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invokes powers last used by his father to battle Quebec separatists in 1970. Quebec wanted to separate. But I guarantee you the fucking queen gave down the orders. I mean, fuck this shit. You people either have corrected or live with it. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergency Act for the first time in Canadian history on Monday. Now, just now said his father, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, invokes powers last used by his father. Oh, it's kind of a hereditary thing up there, too. Just like it is here, you know, you have the fucking, the ruling class, and they pick from among them, they select, and pretend that you elect, and you're stupid enough to go along with it. There's only one way true freedom is fucking, you get rid of these communists and you get true freedom, and that is to fucking wipe them out. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has invoked the Emergency Act for the first time in Canadian history on Monday. Well, yeah, they had to come down with the totalitarian iron hand out of the fucking velvet glove sooner or later, didn't they? They couldn't do it here, so let's give it a test run through Canada. Go ahead. See if we act like the Canucks did. When you reach the jungle, motherfucker, you're in the jungle. I don't give a shit what you think. You can sit there and try to convince yourself otherwise day and night. You can talk to each other. No, there's no such thing. You try it. Just come on into the fucking jungle. Have a fucking peek. Citing the threat of, quote, freedom convoy, trucker protests in Ottawa and several border crossings in the United States. This is not a peaceful protest. Honking a horn and picking up trash. Well, what the hell is a peaceful protest? You bend over and let them shove it up your ass? Trudeau said in a speech on Monday afternoon, adding that illegal blockades have been disrupting the lives of too many Canadians. No disrupting your fucking money. And it was intended. I mean, it ain't like this goddamn shit wasn't all fucking planned. These goddamn fucking blockades, all this shit fucking planned. So that they can show that, oh, we can remove those blockades. We have emergency powers I guess you guys didn't know about. Now get back in your fucking hobbles and shut your fucking mouth or we'll take every fucking thing you got and kill you. Because I don't think you got any guns in your fucking closet. If you do, you should have took the motherfuckers out a long time ago. Polished them up. After consulting premiers, government and opposition, the federal government has invoked the Emergency Act. See, that's what they want here. They can't have it, though. The Ninth Article will not allow for any authority to deny or disparage those rights. You cannot do it. None can exist. You try it, you're fucking attempting fucking to overthrow the fucking people in our government, and we fucking waste your ass. Emergency Act. Trudeau said, confirming media reports from earlier in the day, that he would do it so. The measures will be time limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonably and proportionately to the threats they are meant to address. What threats? The threats that fucking free people are going to be free? You dirty son of a bitch, that you can't treat them like fucking cattle in the field. You decide to inoculate the herd. They got as much say as the fucking cow standing in the fucking, in the goddamn, in the field, glam, soulless animals, fuck you Zionist Jew motherfuckers, you are going to be fucking, you're going to fucking burn. The Prime Minister said it does not involve calling in the military or suspending fundamental rights and freedom. Oh, no, I don't. Fucking seize your fucking bank. That's not a fundamental right to have your fucking money be yours in your own fucking pocket. Well, they've got it on the books here in their fraud that they can do that shit here. But fucking there's between the idea and reality lies a shadow. And in that shadow stands the largest army to ever exist on this planet. We're ready to rip your fucking guts out, you pricks. Let's see here. Tesla to pay zero in federal tax despite record $5.3 billion profit in 2021. This is from Breitbart. It was sent by Misty. And you know, we've talked, how many years ago did I talk about this, people? How many years ago did I tell you what they were doing? Back when General Electric got they got stimulus money, okay, during that fucking 2008 fucking international fraud that was committed. They got stimulus money, took that stimulus money, went to fucking China and built a fucking factory with it. That's our stimulus money. And, but what they've been doing is keeping their books offshore. I told you back then. They keep separate books offshore. They just have one of their international fucking corporations with a base in the United States. All their fucking profits go into their offshore accounts. All their fucking losses go into their United States fucking accounts. And then that year they got all that money to fucking, that stimulus money to build a fucking goddamn light bulb factory in fucking goddamn China. And I think Caterpillar got a bunch to build a plant over there too. That very same fucking year, General Electric got $1 billion fucking refund on their fucking taxes, people. How? Because they're running two sets of fucking books. If you and I did it, they jack up the fucking prison and put us down so deep they'd have to pipe the light in. And you know they would. But you know, I seen one comment on this. Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. You're a dumb son of a bitch. You think Tesla's the fucking grocery store down the street, even though they even get fucking goddamn corporate welfare. This is more corporate fucking welfare. This is running two sets of books. This is stealing from you and me. Because every one of those fucking Teslas that's fucking bought by somebody rich enough to buy it gets a fucking big fucking tax break on it. They get a big hunk of the money that they spent on that Tesla. Comes out of your goddamn wages, you stupid ass. And they bring all their losses come onto the fucking books in America. I'm surprised they didn't get taxed back. But by the time, I mean, it says they got $5.5 billion in profits. Let me see what's here. Elon Musk, Tesla will pay exactly zero in federal tax this year, despite making a record $5.5 billion in 2020. Now, how do you do that? Because everybody thinks that it's like it used to be like all these corporations are based in the United States and this is where everything's bought and sold and made. Hell no, it ain't. They run two or three sets of fucking books. They pay nothing. And they'll pay it says in here something about state tax, and they ain't paying no fucking state tax either. Because I promise you, once you deduct what has been paid to them to subsidize the rich who can afford a fucking Tesla, you will fucking find that you fucking actually paid them fucking money to put all their fucking losses on their books in the United States and hurt the fucking United States even further if that's fucking possible. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Some higher, you fighters, outlaws and outlaws.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, this 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Corey Marks with Outlaws and Outsiders. And that would be the other, I mean, they've got everything so twisted upside down and backwards, the fuck who knows what. We were talking about Tesla, you know, and the fact they paid, they made $5.5 billion in 2021, according to the company. It lost money in the U.S. and derived all of its profits from overseas profits, leaving it with no federal tax and just $9 million due in state taxes. I guarantee you they got more than $9 million in subsidies for the fucking rich. You could afford those motherfuckers. They made money and dumped all their fucking losses in the United States of fucking America. This is the fucking, this is how you tear down the greatest country to ever fucking exist on this planet. You do it fucking cold and calculated. This is how they fight. This is how you old propagandist cunts fight, isn't it? Make me want to puke. It's more of that goddamn capitalism. You ask them what they are, they'll tell you they're fucking capitalists. Observer reports that according to an annual report filed with the SEC on February 7th, electric car maker Tesla has revealed that it will pay zero in federal tax this year, despite record profits of $5.5 billion for the year. In a note section, and don't forget, Tesla, I guarantee you they got fucking tons of grants that came out of your goddamn pocket to start their fucking companies up. That's some more of that goddamn capitalism. Fucking federal grants taking your fucking money to fucking so that somebody can create a fucking honeypot for them fucking selves and call it capitalism. They're capitalizing on the fact that you're fucking stupid. In a note section on page 86 of the report, the company stated that it recorded a loss of $130 million in the United States in 2021 and that all of its pre-tax net income came from overseas operations. Sure, it fucking did. That means that Tesla expects to pay zero in federal corporate tax income, a corporate income tax, and $9 million in state tax. And like I said, $9 million ain't a drop in the bucket to what they've gotten subsidies from the United States fucking America. That's out of your goddamn pocket, you people out there working for the capitalists. The state tax is based on Texas state tax rate. Tesla reported to Texas from California in December 20 or moved from Texas to California in December of 2021. Tesla noted that it will pay $699 million in income tax related to foreign profit, which is taxed at roughly 11%, well below the 21% federal corporate tax rate in the United States. See, these are multinational corporations with several sets of fucking books. 45% of Tesla's global revenue in 2021 came from U.S. sales. Now, how in the hell is that possible? And plus, we're subsidizing the fucking rich who can afford these son of a bitches. The man that fucking working at the grocery fucking store, flipping burgers, you're subsidizing these motherfuckers. That's capitalism. Yet the company claims to not have generated any domestic profit. Well, how in the hell? Well, you can't have one and the other now, can you? 45% of Tesla's global revenue, which we said was, what, $5.5 billion, so 45% of that came from the United States of America, yet they owe no fucking tax here. Plus whatever they got in subsidies. Plus whatever they got in grants. Because that's green energy, boys. Observer notes that there could be a few explanations for this. Oh, I bet you there is. I know what the explanation for it is. I've been saying it for fucking years. One is that Tesla is structuring its global operations in a way that means income is reported from entities and overseas subsidiaries registered in tax havens like Bermuda and Ireland. Ooh, they know what I'm saying. While U.S. operations have little taxable income to report. Oh. This practice is common among American multinational corporations. You know, that capitalism. According to tax experts Martin Sullivan, the chief economist for tax analysts, told CNN, it's very common. It's almost malpractice not to do that. That defies common sense, but it does not defy the U.S. tax code written by and for the fucking capitalists, the fucking communist capitalists, the fucking goddamn, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? Communist and goddamn socialist. Son of a bitch and bastards. I mean, I know what I'm thinking. Another possible explanation for Tesla's zero income tax is that the company might actually be losing money in its American operations. Tesla has lost money for a decade until it turned its first quarterly profit in 2019, the same year it opened in a Geo factory in Shanghai, China. More of that capitalism. Gordon Johnson, CEO of the equity research from GU Research, stated that he believes that Tesla was only able to turn a profit after it began making cars in China due to lower production, slave labor. So I guarantee you that the fucking money they got to start up came from fucking your pocket. And then they took that money and then they moved their fucking operations over to fucking China where the slave. I mean, this is fucking old hat. How many times are you going to let them do it to you over and over and over again as this fucking country goes further and further down the fucking tube? I'm going to go vote. I'm telling you goddamn some bitches. I'll vote and I'll get them. You fucking fools. There's only one way these pricks are stopped. We all know what it is. See, Sandy Hook families settled with Remington, making first time gun maker is held liable for mass shooting. This is from ABC News, sent in by Dana Vay. For a discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And, well, of course, Remington, you think that these gun manufacturers aren't a part of all this shit? They are the ruling part of the ruling fucking elite. They're setting it up until it's like saying, Stanley built a hammer. Somebody picked up the hammer and hit somebody in the fucking head with it and killed it. Oh, Stanley's fault for building the fucking hammer. They knew a hammer would bash a fucking skull in. And they still built the fucking hammer. What can be done about this? Remington's helping them set a precedence, you see. And then we can go to liability insurance. That's the only way you can buy a gun. You'll have to show insurance so that you're liable instead of Remington, don't you know? In case you take that fucking hammer and bash somebody's fucking skull in with it. Remington Arms agreed Tuesday to settle liability claims from families of 5 adults and 4 children killed in the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Sandy Hook Elementary School that was shut down for a fucking year. I mean, Alex Jones helped out on this shit, too. I mean, he fucking took a dive on his fucking lawsuit to fucking. I mean, they're putting these fucking pieces into place, just like a puzzle. And once it's all put together, you're a fucking slave and they're the fucking king. According to a new court filing marking the first time a gun manufacturer has been held liable for a mass shooting in the U.S., how is that possible? Now, let's just fucking talk a little logic here. Did the gun kill the person or did the fucking person pull in the fucking trigger? Well, if the gun was just left laying there, I don't know. I have caught my pistol trying to sneak out the fucking door a couple of times. I scolded it and put it back away. I mean, this is so fucking goofy. It's beyond fucking goofy, but it's the totalitarian fucking goddamn global shit from these fucking fascists and these fucking communists. Global shit. I mean, the fucking take the most retarded fucking notion, hypothetical notion you can come up with, And they'll fucking talk about it like they'll present it as fucking fact. And now they'll get, and see, these guys didn't go to fucking court. This wasn't no jury trial or anything. They just agreed to fucking settle. Why'd you do that, Remington? You fucking traitors. So they can go on to the next fucking step, which is gun insurance. So I can't even gonna sell you a gun from Remington unless you fucking have insurance so the liability is taken care of because we can be held liable for what you do with that fucking gun. Well, what about the goddamn hammer? I mean, do you think they won't take it down to a fucking spoon? If they can fucking suck another fucking buck out of you and fucking, inflict a little more tyranny on you? You think they won't do it? This is horse shit. It's illogical. It doesn't stand the test of fucking physics. The settlement comes over 7 years after a family sued the maker of the Bushmaster XM15E25 semi-automatic rifle that was used. Was it really? Why? I mean, who has taken them to court and demanded to see the death certificates, demanded to see, you know, they all fucking have taken a fucking powder. And Jones was the first because he came out and fucking of Sandy Hook. We know we were on the air when fucking Sandy Hook happened. We had a lady that was just down the fucking street from where Sandy Hook fucking elementary school was supposed to be. And she was on the radio with us. And she was telling us, she's seen fucking nuns. Why? I mean, what's this with these fucking nuns everywhere at time there's one of these fucking false flags? And everybody knows that the Department of Homeland Security came to Sandy Hook 2 weeks before any of this shit ever happened. They were set for this fucking, this was a fucking operation. It was plain and simple. But they didn't fight this. Remington didn't fight this. They just settled. Once you settled Remington, you helped them set a precedence, didn't you, treasonous cocksuckers? What did the Jew buy up Remington? One of the fucking enemy? These gun manufacturers and these ammunition manufacturers have proven that they are fucking against the American people. You fuckers think you aren't going to be punished? We got plenty of fucking bullets, plenty of fucking guns, but you motherfuckers are committing treason against the fucking people and our fucking jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. Our law! Remington agreed to pay the family $73 million. Cheap price to set a precedence. To try it now, you watch the next fucking move will be fucking liability insurance before they'll sell you a gun. Well, shove your gun up your fucking ass, Remington. Any fucking gun manufacturer does is fuck them. We got enough guns to arm everybody in this country two or three times over and fucking Canada. Ain't like we need your fucking guns. It's a part of our tradition to buy guns. And shoot guns just for the fucking entertainment of it. But by God, we got enough to fight our fucking war, you cocksuckers. Traitors. The settlement comes over 7 years after the family sued the maker of the Bushmaster XM15 E25 semi-automatic rifle that was used in the 2012 mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Well, I don't know. I was heard that school had been shut down for a fucking year. I mean, the people that were on the radio were talking like, well, you know, this is weird. And of course, Homeland Security showing up a week early. But man, it's almost like they're psychic, isn't it? But I mean, when this shit, Jones, all the gold, all he's taken from the people claiming to be patriots, the people who claim that they want to be fucking free. And that son of a bitch took a powder, just like fucking Remington just took a fucking powder. So that they could set a precedence. Now you have a precedence to say you got to have gun insurance if you're going to buy a gun, and you have to lock it down at the police station and only as a part of your insurance policy, or else you have to pay higher and higher premiums until the poor son of a bitch can't even afford to have a fucking gun. You want to bet? Do you want to fucking bet? That's just like taking my fucking money. Try it, cocksucker. On December 14, 2012, Adam Lanza, this fucking thing they made up, nobody ever saw it. Did anybody ever see his body? Anybody ever see anything? I mean, we watched the whole fucking thing, and like I said, we were on the air when it fucking happened. It was fucking horse shit. There were so many fucking holes in that story, you can make a sieve out of it. But these guys, Remington, who had the fucking, I mean, how much money does Remington have? considering the gun sales in the last 10 fucking years. How much money does fucking Alex Jones have, considering the gold he's bought for fucking 25 fucking years? They're all in it. He's a part of it. It's this fucking cocksuckers that want to fucking have a ruling elite over us fucking peon, pissant, fucking subjugated beasts of the field. You Jew cocksuckers, you really think you're going to own us? I don't think you are. I'm pretty fucking sure you ain't. Because sooner or later, you got to come into the fucking jungle where the real fucking Americans live, you motherfuckers. We'll show you what we got. Well, then you'll find out what we have. You don't know what we have. And that's what's part of the beauty of the situation, ain't it? You don't have a goddamn clue. Where were we here? On December 14, 2012, Adam Lanza, 20, forced his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School. I mean, look at him. He couldn't force his way into a fucking Cracker Jack box. I mean, if that was a real person, I don't even fucking know. I mean, that was the most screwed up fucking false flag motherfucking operation to ever fucking happen, in my opinion. And in the course of 264 seconds, fatally shot 20 first grade and six staff members, graders and six staff members. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you got the operation running that fucking way, you surround the fucking place, keep everybody back. I never saw a drop of fucking blood, did you? I mean, goddamn, that many people shot, and the people coming out, and when they finally did bring the ambulances over there, instead of taking them, rushing them right to the fucking hospital. I mean, you're supposed to consider somebody alive until you get them to the hospital and they're declared dead by a doctor. That never happened either, did it? The rifle Lanza used was Remington's version of the AR-15 assault rifle, which is substantially similar to the standard-issue M16 military service rifle used by the United States Army and other nations' armed forces, but fires only semi-automatic mode. The families argued Remington negligently entrusted a civilian consumer an assault-style rifle that is suitable. Now, if I fucking kill somebody with a hammer, is it an assault hammer? Wouldn't it be an assault hammer? Isn't it capable of making an assault? This assault shit is all bullshit. Any fucking goddamn weapon is an assault weapon. What the fuck do you think it's a weapon for? For use only by military and law enforcement personnel. All those who would fucking put us on our knees like the goddamn Australians. Like the rest of the peoples of the fucking world. Those that would fucking just... Well, they have their fucking guns. What are you gonna? Are you gonna fight a gun? You gonna do the Palestinian thing? You know, I was thinking about that too again. You know, when we were arguing yesterday, that's one of the things that fucking ate at me about what Jamal had said. He thought it was all right for foreigners to come into our goddamn country and fucking just take what they build business if they want to. Hey, is that how you feel about Palestine, buddy? I guess those Jews over there that fucking took fucking a part of Palestine—they're just goddamn. Capitalists making money, aren't they? They're the good guys. Where were we here? Enforcement violate. Okay. Entrusted civilian consumers with an assault rifle that is suitable for use only by the only thing it'll kill is fucking other military people. I mean, that's what they're trying to say. How fucking, like I said, hypothetically, illogical, fucking unrealistic. I mean, this is an unreality. This defies physics. The only thing it'll kill is military people? Really? I don't know. It kills fucking regular folks when the fucking pigs are fucking shooting them down with them, doesn't it? I mean, there was that one incident here just a while back. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it showed the pigs getting out of their fucking cars. As each one of them's getting out of the fucking car, they're grabbing a fucking AR-15 with a 30-round fucking clip. Now, why did they need so much fucking ammo? That's for mass fucking murder. That's what you're saying? But they need to have that so they can mass murder us, so that they can have a fucking such an advantage in force. But what did Tench Koch say? What did Tench Koch fucking say? Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. This is the explanation for the second article. But you want this be used to pave the fucking way for fucking gun insurance. I'll bet you a fucking nickel right now. And see, they keep trying to work this shit over. It's a medical problem. Guns are a medical problem. Really? It might be if you fucking had the cold and you touched it and somebody else touched it. It's a fucking tool. Like any other fucking, goddamn, think what you can do with a chainsaw. You talk about a deadly fucking weapon. A fucking, you want to commit an assault on somebody. Now that son of a bitch will commit an assault. I mean, where does this fucking all stop? Just like over in fucking England, where you can't even have a fucking knife. They would love to have you completely disarmed. I'll tell you, when you get completely disarmed, man, them communists and those fascists, they get tough. Then they got it, man, they poke their chest out with the pistol on their fucking hip. Well, you have nothing but your goddamn hands or a fucking or a stick you picked up. And then they'll fucking kill you for picking up a stick. They've done it before. They've done it here, right here in front of your people's eyes. They've killed people in handcuffs. And you fucking, these motherfuckers' words mean anything except the tyranny that they're inflicting upon us. Civilian consumers, an assault-style rifle that is suitable for use only by the military. It won't kill a deer. I'll guarantee motherfucking, you know how many deer I've killed with a fucking 223 AR-15? I've killed a few. And they will kill a deer. They'll kill a rabbit. They'll fucking, well, just like their counterpart that isn't the assault rifle, the Mini 14, it'll kill a deer. Same fucking bullet. Fires just as fucking fast. This is bullshit. And they fucking know it's bullshit, and they know it's infringement. They know they cannot do this. And Remington, you dirty, low-down cocksuckers, you are enabling them. You are setting a precedence for them. Are they going to get, they already got a deal to give you $150 million worth of contracts for this $73 million that you put out to this fucking false bullshit? You already got your fucking contract, your government contracts, you son of a bitches. You think you're not going to answer up for this shit when the people are forced? When a bunch of us have to die and watch each other die, you imagine facing us down, you dirty son of a bitches. You imagine it. Coming at somebody who's watched their friends die, watched their fucking, maybe their own kid fucking die at your fucking hands, and they're coming at you. I don't think they'd want a fucking rifle. I think they'd want a fucking knife. Maybe just a pair of goddamn fingernail clippers. Take your ass apart a little teeny, peeny, beady bit at a time. Remington, which filed for bankruptcy protection in 2020. Oh, they get bankruptcy protection on top of it, huh? And government contracts. What is the payoff to you, Remington? You fucking sellout goddamn treasonous bastards. 2020 had argued all of the plaintiffs' legal theories were barred under Connecticut law and by federal statute. What the fuck are you talking? All the plaintiffs' legal theories were barred under Connecticut law and by federal statute, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which limited exceptions, immunities, firearms, and manufacturers, distributors, and dealers from immunizes. I'm sorry, I didn't get the word right. Immunizes firearm manufacturers and distributors and dealers from civil liability for crimes committed by a third party using their weapons. They had this fucking law? Why did they settle people? Why? Just ask yourself why. Why did Alex Jones settle? I mean, man, he couldn't have fucking, he had that one FBI agent. Remember, he uncovered it all. It was a fucking fraud. He fucking showed it. Nobody sued him. I don't know if he's still alive. Somebody might have killed him. Why didn't you bring him up, Al? Because you helped do this. You are one of them, you dirty son of a bitch. Anyways, guys, that's enough for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And this shit is not going to fucking stop it as long as you keep allowing it to happen. As long as you do fucking nothing, they will continue to go forward. That is the motto of the fucking communists. That is the motto of the fucking goddamn, the whole socialist fucking apparatus. The fucking fascists, the communists, the Fabian socialists. It is their motto, forward. And they're walking on your ass. How can, I mean, you had them on their goddamn heels and you just stood there like a deer in the headlights, you dumb motherfuckers. They are going to keep getting more and more violent with you until you piss your pants and hand your gun over or until you fucking fight. So you might as well figure out what kind of fucking person you're going to fucking be, how you're going to be remembered. Because history is going to judge you. It's going to judge us all. And right now, it's going to judge us quite harshly for how we've acted up to this date. Because there's no fucking excuse that we haven't fucking taken care of this generations ago. Generations! But no, man, I can make it through my life. I'm comfortable enough, you know, man. I'm not restricted. I can still go out and shoot guns and hunt and do stuff and do the thing. I know they're walking on my rights. I can show it right there. But man, I'll leave it to the next generation. You cowards, you goddamn cowards calling yourselves Americans. The greatest generation. I love that fucking term. You helped preserve international communism so that this day could come when we, your fucking progeny, you son of a bitches, would have to go out and fucking do the fucking fighting. Yeah, you could fight like a son of a bitch against Japs and Germans, who we had no fucking beef with until it was created by the fucking communists, by the fucking fascist. But you couldn't fucking fight for us. You couldn't fight for your progeny. You couldn't fight for your children. You're worthless. You've always been worthless. You're the greatest bunch of fucking traitors to ever exist, and that is the word from the trenches.